Welcome to the Stonegate Women Podcast. This episode is from our Behold Become 2026 conference. We're so glad that you've joined to listen. Enjoy.
Okay. Hi. Hello. I'm so glad everybody's here because this is a topic that I am just super duper passionate about. I'm Liz Parrish, and we're going to be talking about hearing the voice of God. So all human beings everywhere, all people are made to be close with the Lord. We're made to have an intimate fellowship with him, an intimate relationship. It's the whole reason that Jesus came, right? Was to restore the fellowship that got broken because of sin. And so since we all have a deep longing to know him, we want that to be satisfied. But knowing a lot about God doesn't actually do that. I remember seeing people years ago and seeing the way that they would worship or hear the way that they would talk about him or what he was saying to them and being like, wow, they are so close. I want that. Something's like missing in my relationship with the Lord. And the truth was something was missing, and it was really knowing him for myself. How can you enjoy Jesus without knowing him? And Jesus said, I don't call you slaves, I call you friends. And who is a friend but somebody that like you enjoy their company? And you'll really only enjoy company when a relationship is going both ways, right? And so we want to deepen that relationship. And that relationship is developed in the secret place. And so today we're going to be talking about doing that. And every single one of you came, and that was a choice because there was a whole bunch of breakouts to choose. And that little choice that you made was an act of faith, and it activated something in the spiritual realm. Like, it activated the power of the Holy Spirit. And so if the Lord, if you have a desire to hear him more clearly, he intends to satisfy that longing. So I hope that really fills you with expectancy. So how does the Lord speak? Well, God speaks lots of different ways. He speaks through his scripture. He speaks through our circumstances. He speaks through our desires. He speaks through our dreams at night. He speaks through his creation when we look at it. But today we're going to be talking about God speaking to us in our prayer life. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that everyone in this room believes that you can hear God's voice in prayer. And so I'm just going to jump ahead to how we deepen that spiritual discipline of listening. And then in the breakout, we're going to have different exercises where we practice hearing from the Lord together with some prompts. However, if there's anybody in this room who feels like they struggle to believe that God speaks, or like maybe he doesn't speak to me this way personally, I have a second handout that's going to be at the back of the room that just has a whole bunch of scripture to bolster your faith that yes, he does speak, and he does speak personally. It also has a few things on there that can explain like why it can be really hard to hear his voice. Or you can visit with me after the breakout if you want to sort of talk through that. Why is it hard? Or I don't know that I believe that. But for now, we're just going to jump in to how can we deepen and grow in the type of listening prayer. So what does Jesus say about prayer? Well, in Matthew 6, that was the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who's in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So Jesus didn't say if, he said when. And it's not surprising that if you want to grow in hearing the voice of the Lord and you want to grow in your relationship with him, you have to spend time with him. But the truth is, a lot of times there's a gap. There's just believers don't really spend time with him, or they don't spend much time with him. And I know as soon as I say that, immediately, like, shame is going to start to build up walls all around you. Like, I know I should. It's like when you go to the dental hygienist and they ask if you've been flossing as much as you're recommended. It's like, I know. I want to. I just haven't. And the truth is, like, shame is going to get in the way. It's going to block what the Lord wants to do, what you want done in this breakout. So we have to disarm that before we do anything else. And so I'm just going to go ahead and pray over us. So Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that we are not saved by spending time with you. We are not saved by praying. We are saved by grace through faith. And it is a gift from you. And that you are the one who put in our hearts and in our minds a desire to know you and a desire to be closer to you and hear you. So what you began, you will bring to completion. So I just pray all shame, all condemnation, all religious striving, just be broken off of every heart, every mind right now in this breakout. We plead your blood over us, Jesus. Would you give us ears to hear? Amen. So we want to have more time with God. How do we do that? Well, there's only like two slides to pay attention to, okay? So if anybody's distracted, this is one of them. If you want to hear the Lord's voice, you have to prioritize him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." And Hebrews 11:6 says, "Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." I mean, that verse alone pretty much sums up everything. You want to know God, you just have to earnestly seek him, make him a priority, and believe that he's going to meet you and he's going to give you good things. That's it. So making time with God a priority is the first step in seeking him, knowing him better, hearing him more clearly. So like how much time? Not a little. It's not like 15 minutes. And we all do really know this. You can't microwave, you can't download a relationship. You have to spend time. And it has to be focused time. Yes, we do pray all day long. I'm super for that. But if you really want to know his voice and deepen your relationship, you have to have attentive time, focused, like I said. And the good news is the Lord knows what it costs you. He knows how valuable time is to us. It's not valuable to him. He is outside of time, right? But it means something to us because it means a sacrifice. It means giving something else up. For me, one of the things that was really hard in trying to steal my quiet time was I'd be sitting there wanting to seek him. And I just, the litany of million of other things, it's like there's shoes to put away and the dishes that need to be unloaded and the mail that I have to go through, just constant things all around me. And it was distracting and it was hard. And the Lord was like, "Whoa, Liz, you are seeing this mess all wrong. Look around. It's beautiful to me because you have visible evidence. You have proof right there that you chose me more than your entertainment, more than your delight, more than your sleep, more than getting ahead, more than work. I'm worth more than that to you." And so isn't it more lovely now? And so other things can be done with your time, but if you really do want that relationship that you see, all the women that you see that you're like, "I want a relationship with God like that," guaranteed they've spent a lot of time with the Lord. And so it's not really where can I put my time? Where should I spend time with the Lord? It's what do I give up? So Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Your room means it's you and him. Secret means other people don't know. So Jesus withdrew to desolate places and prayed. You have to get away where it's quiet and you're alone. You cannot multitask. Women are so good at that. We can't do more than one thing at a time when we're trying to look at him and listen to him. You have to shut the door. He doesn't shut it. And once it's shut, no one else's thoughts can come in. How are you doing? What are they doing? How are you measuring up? How did you fail? You also don't have any other voices coming in. There's no other podcast. There's no other sermon. There's no other counselor. There's no other voice you need. It's just the Lord's. You don't need someone else's relationship with the Lord. You need your own. And that's why you really do, in these attentive times, turn your phone off. And I know it's really tempting to think, but I really use this resource. It's super helpful. Or I need my Bible app. You don't. This is you spending time with him. You're not doing a deep dive into something else. You don't need some cross-reference or someone else's commentary or revelation. This is what he says to you. The other side of getting quiet is being quiet yourself. Again, the goal of prayer in this type of space is to know him. So we have to be quiet to hear what he says. And often he speaks in a still small voice. You have to like lean in to be able to hear him. If you pray, "God, I just want to know you," guaranteed it is not going to be denied. He's not going to deny that prayer. But if you come like we... myself included, we come and we want answers. We want direction. We want clarity. There's so many things that we need from him. But if we come asking for really high stakes, specific stuff, it's going to be kind of hard to hear him. If you just want to know who he is, then you just want to know what he sounds like. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and mighty things that you do not know. So let him determine the great and mighty things to tell you. Samuel didn't say, speak, Lord, tell me what I want to hear. He said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And the great and mighty things he's going to tell you most often are going to be about himself. He's just going to reveal more of who he is. Or he's going to say more things about you, things that you didn't realize, things that you couldn't see. He may gently probe with little questions that are going to get things that are hidden inside you exposed. Great and mighty things about him and you that are going to build your relationship. And sometimes he's going to say things that you already know, things that seem really simple and not super spectacular, like, I love you. Is there anything else that we actually need? I love you. I'm for you. I'm not going to abandon you. These are all things we know. But when the God of the universe is stopping and you are just waiting for him to say anything and that's what he says, it's impactful. Don't despise the little things. And he does care about the burdens of your heart. He cares about the things that you're bringing to him. But often, once he's spoken something about himself or something about me, I can overlay that revelation over whatever my care is, kind of like Lindsay was doing in that very first session, and be like, oh, that thing just is smaller now. I don't feel so heavy about it. He speaks to it through speaking about himself. So once we've been still and we're quiet, I like to take a minute to just submit my mind and my imagination to him. Psalm 3:6 says, in all your ways, submit to him. So if I'm aware that like there's some sin I'm harboring or some unforgiveness or something unrepentant, then I do want to repent. But that's not actually the kind of submission I'm talking about. The veil forever was torn between us and God because of Jesus. So praise the Lord for that. But if we have sin, it's going to hinder our ability to hear. But the submission I'm talking about is just, I give you my mind. I give you my imagination. I give you my thoughts. Submission acknowledges that there's a way that seems right to me, but it leads to death. Even when I'm praying, my heart is deceitful above everything else. I could misinterpret him. I could be deceived. I could get it wrongly. I don't want any of that, but I need his help. I need his help for everything. I need him to make my path straight. So stopping to submit my mind and my imagination really is going to give me peace as I navigate whatever thoughts come into my mind once I do get quiet and start to listen. So your Father who sees in secret will reward you. He will respond. He will give you his thoughts, his perspective, more of himself. And there's no greater reward. Like that's what we said. We want more of you. If we ask him for bread, he's not going to give us a rock. If we ask him for a fish, he's not going to give us a snake. So the question is, will you receive what he's going to give you? Hearing the voice of God means receiving what comes into your mind and your imagination. Again, you just freshly resubmitted it to him. You just invited him into it. You sanctified the time. You shut the door to other voices. So now if a thought comes into your mind, it is not trivial. It's not frivolous. It's not stupid. If he's able to order your involuntary cells to keep you alive, a earnest, submitted mind can be led in its thoughts. James, when asking for wisdom, he says, when you ask for wisdom, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. So doubting looks like, oh, that's probably me. That's probably just my thoughts. No. You asked him to speak, and he's a God who speaks. So what comes in your mind, you can trust, is from him. Now, I didn't say we were going to understand what we heard. Just will you receive it? Because do you fully understand salvation? Because I don't. I think it's miraculous and fascinating, multifaceted, and far too much for me to ever fully understand. But I do want to receive it. And so likewise, there are people who won't receive salvation and there are people who just kind of can't receive the thoughts that come in their mind. So Lord, please help us. I received the word watchman a couple of years ago, and it's been a journey of like, Lord, what do you mean by that? What do you mean when you say that over me? So it may take a long time to continue to seek further revelation of what he's saying. But whatever he says, I want to be thankful. I want to say thank you. Thank you that you are a God who speaks. Thank you that something came into my mind, because that expresses faith that he's a God who's a giver. God is often going to repeat himself to get your attention, to emphasize a point. So pay attention to the things that keep showing up. I feel like when you look around, it's like, man, the Lord was doing some things. Imagination, art, and just seemed like he was repeating himself just by the things that nobody even planned to show up at this conference. So now we're going to start our first exercise to listen to the voice of God through scripture. This particular exercise is called Lectio Divina. It's been around a long time. So this is not a study of the context or the application of scripture. We're not looking at the author, the intent, where it fit into scripture, anything like that. We are going to listen to the words that God himself authored so that we may know more about his nature, more about his heart, the kind of father that he is. It's your personal meditation. That's all you're going to do. And then you're going to receive whatever revelation he grants you so you can encounter him. Again, this kind of use of scripture is different than other ways that we engage with it. And all of them really are important. It is important to study scripture. It's important to meditate on scripture. Studying scripture is much more like how we engage with our heroes of the faith or famous people. So there is a pastor in Portland I happen to like. His name is Tyler Staton. I know the things that Tyler believes. I know the things that get him really excited. I even know the sound and the intonation of his voice because I have listened to his content. I do not have a relationship with Tyler Staton. And so likewise, when we study scripture, we can grow in awe of God, in admiration for God, in affection for God, but it's going to be a little different. And I'm not saying your relationship can't be deepened through study, but this exercise we're going to try to do, the whole focus is that you would encounter him for yourself, that you would hear what he says to you through his word. And a lot of times when you're meditating, one part is going to kind of jump off the page at you. Pay attention to that. The thing that quickens your heart, stay there. Ask him for more. And so we're going to use Jeremiah 17:8. It's in your handout. And so I'm going to pray over us and we're going to give it a few minutes. So Father, we submit our minds and our imagination to you. We surrender every concern, every hesitancy, all of our former experiences. We just give you everything. We want to receive what you have, whatever good thing it is, through your word. Please speak to your daughters and give us ears to hear.